Chapter 25 Translator, Zia Editor, Ellie. Upon arriving at the horse farm, Xu Ting let go of the reins of the Hei Feng and let it run wild. Hei Feng had long been suffocated in the city. Although the horse farm was not as vast as the grassland, it was enough to excite him. As soon as Xu Ting got rid of the reins, it spread its hooves and ran out like a gust of wind. "Hey, Xu Ting," the seventh empress exclaimed. Xu Ting said calmly, "It's not a problem, it won't run far." So the four of them went to choose the horses with the female officer leading the way. It was not Wang Nisheng's first time coming to the horse farm, so he had his favorite horse. Xu Ting had Hei Feng, and the seventh empress also had her usual horse, so in the end, Du Xian was the only one who needed to choose a horse. Wang Nisheng chose a gentle stallion, and Du Xian picked the one next to the white horse that Wang Nisheng liked. It was a black horse with all four hooves white. Its name was Taxway, and Xu Ting liked it very much when she saw it. As a result, Taxway really had a relationship with Du Xian, and they quickly established a tacit understanding. When Du Xian changed into riding clothes, Xu Ting found it pleasing to the eye every time she looked at him. Du Xian usually wore dignified and elegant dresses, and occasionally put on such neat and handsome clothes. Wang Nisheng was wearing a red riding outfit, which Du Xian found very suitable for him. He was a little younger than Du Xian, polite and decent but not old-fashioned. On the contrary, he had a youthful spirit, which was very fascinating. "Xian, let me see how your riding skills are. Xu Ting taught you personally. You must be a good student." Wang Nisheng neatly hopped on his horse and invited Du Xian. Du Xian was not willing to lag behind and got on his own horse, saying, "Let's run a lap first." Wang Nisheng said, "Good. Look at the flag over there. Let's run over there and come back." The flag standing on the pole was far away. Du Xian never rode the horse that far before. Suddenly, he felt that the field was hundreds of times wider, which made him feel a little insecure. Du Xian looked at Xu Ting. Xu Ting and the seventh empress were still standing on the ground. The seventh empress was holding her horse, while Hei Feng didn't know where he was. Xu Ting nodded to Du Xian. Those who came to the horse farm were all the valuable masters, and someone followed them all the way. Not to mention Xu Ting, Du Xian would never be in danger. So Du Xian raised his whip, and the two horses ran out together. The howl of the wind made Du Xian's hair flutter behind his head. As expected, the feeling of running was not the same at all, it was so refreshing. Of course, Du Xian's riding skills were not as good as Wang Nisheng's. He left behind because of lack of experience when turning around, and finally Wang Nisheng took the lead and ran to the finish line. Wang Nisheng looked at Du Xian and said happily, "Xian, according to your current level, we will be able to play together soon. One more lap, come on." Wang Nisheng said. Du Xian just tried to feel the feeling of riding a horse, and he was feeling fresh, so he immediately agreed, "Okay, one more." The two horses were cheerful and beautiful, and they couldn't help but let people be infected by them, and let them relax and enjoy themselves together. Suddenly the seventh empress said, "I heard that my sister has been frequently trying to get in touch with you lately." Xu Ting turned to look at the seven empresses. Ever since Xian went to that golden osmanthus garden banquet, the seventh empress seems to have had some misunderstanding. The seventh empress smiled bitterly. Xu Ting was too straightforward. The empress Yan Yunjin was her elder sister, and if possible, Yan Yunshu certainly hoped that Xu Ting would stand by her sister's side. But compared to this, Yan Yunshu felt that her friendship with Xu Ting was more important. Because last time Du Xian went to the Golden Osmanthus Garden Banquet hosted by Lord Zhengjun, Lord Zhengjun felt that this was a signal that Xu Ting intended to accept his gesture of goodwill. "The Xu family is loyal to your majesty. This is too much for the elder empress. I think if the elder empress is willing to give up working on me and devote her energy to other places, she will achieve more effective Rasul." "T.S. I see," Yan Yunshu said helplessly. "I will convey your meaning to my sister." How long have they been riding? Xu Ting asked. Du Xian's body was not a body that often kept exercising. If he kept doing high-intensity exercise, he would definitely have sore muscles after returning today. "Queen's daughter, it's almost an hour." The female official next to her replied. "Go and call the prince and Lord Xian back," Yan Yunshu said immediately. The female officer ran over to call the two men, and humbly said something to Du Xian and Wang Nisheng. Du Xian and Wang Nisheng got off their horses and walked over with the horses. Du Xian had some sweat on his face, but he was in very good spirits. When he was in the Du mansion, he never dared to think his life would be so colorful. "Are you tired?" Xu Ting asked. Du Xian looked at Xu Ting and smiled, "Not very tired. The female officer immediately asked, "Tea has been prepared in the courtyard. Please, Seventh Empress, Queen's daughter Xu Ting, Prince Nishang, and Lord Cyan come in and have a rest." The horse farm was not only a place for horse racing, it also had many other leisure places. After all, if the Empress wanted to come, it needed to meet all the needs of the Empress. "You don't know, Cyan, Chef Ma's cooking here is superb, you will be able to taste it later." Du Cyan was very impressed, and immediately said, "Oh, then I'll look forward to it." After changing his clothes and taking a break, a few people were sitting in the yard drinking tea. Although it was not a magnificent mansion in the city, but some wilderness. Tea was good, and the people were also interesting. The guests were happy and the four of them were in a very good mood. After a while, lunch was ready, and the four of them moved to dine. As Wang Nisheng said, Chef Ma's cooking was extraordinary. It was a pity that Du Cyan thought that after eating it once, he wouldn't be able to eat it again. "If Cyan likes it, he can come often," Wang Nichang said with a smile. "I also like it very much, and with you, I have one more reason to come." The Seventh Empress couldn't help but smile and said, "It's delicious." Du Cyan could see that Wang Nisheng and the Seventh Empress were really in love. In the royal family, this was not easy, Wang Nisheng surely was blessed. After they had a lunch break, they went back to horse riding in the afternoon. The Seventh Empress said on a whim, "I heard the Queen's daughter of Zhenbian rode a horse to defeat thieves, and she was awesome. How about she compete with me first?" Xu Ting raised his eyebrows, "If your highness is really interested, yes." Yan Yunshu said, "Okay. Where's your saddle? Otherwise, you can pick a good horse, and I don't want to take advantage of you." Xu Ting said that she didn't use it, and then she flexed her knuckles and blew a loud whistle. After a few breaths, there was a sound from the ground, and He Feng leapt out of nowhere and came galloping. The Seventh Empress always had a feeling that she was going to lose before she could compete. Xu Ting touched He Feng's nose, grabbed the reins, and asked the Seventh Empress, "How does your highness want to compete?"